This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. In Montana, the Assiniboine and Sioux tribes of Forpeck elected their youngest tribal executive board member in a recent election. Olivia Reingold has more.
Don't let his suit and tie fool you. Alexander Smith is 20 years old. That makes him 4 years younger than the previous record holder, Ken Smoker.
Oh my gosh, I'm about to cry in Walmart just talking about it.
Smith is at a Walmart about an hour and a half away from Wolf Point because he says there aren't enough local businesses on the reservation to get everything he needs. He campaigned on the premise that it doesn't have to be that way.
Our biggest downfall is going off the reservation when we don't have to.
If the economy was better, he says some tribal members wouldn't turn to drug dealing to make money. The unemployment rate on the reservation is between 5 and 12%, depending on the data set. For comparison, the state average is just over 3%. Smith says another way to deter crime is to give kids more things to do.
Like a bowling alley or just a place for them to go and play. It'll give them that excitement and the social interactment with all the other kids.
He says he's working on submitting a grant to get a new playground on the reservation. Drug abuse and crime prevention is something he says came up at over 18 forums and rallies he held during his campaign. This was his second race. He says he ran as soon as he could at age 18. Here's Smith in a Facebook video once he won.
And I'm still speechless and shaking. Words can't describe of how grateful I am.
He grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, and moved to Fort Peck shortly after graduating high school. He says he's received a few negative messages about growing up off the reservation, but doesn't see it as a problem.
Just because I didn't grow up on Fort Peck doesn't mean I never faced any of the problems that other people do.
He says he was raised by a single mother and has relatives who struggle with drug and alcohol addiction. Smith joins a council with four other newcomers. For National Native News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
You guys saw that mountain from when you guys were flying in yesterday? Or driving, maybe?
That big one?
Denali, yeah.
Should we show them some videos?
We climbed it.
That's part of a keynote address by Wilson and Oliver Hugendorn. The brothers talked about their experience climbing Denali in Alaska, the highest mountain peak in North America. The young men from Nome say the adventure taught them a lot as they faced challenges and found success. Wilson shared the message this fall with elders and youth, saying you can do anything you put your mind to.
Most rewarding part was I put my heart to something and like put my head into something that I really wanted to do, and getting to the top was very rewarding. So just knowing that I can do something that I really want.
Oliver's message was to spread hope and encouragement to others.
I kind of wanted to let people know that it's okay to talk to other people about how you're feeling or what you're going through. Like, it's bad to keep that inside yourself, so if you can communicate that with others effectively and in a safe place, then that's really healthy.
The brothers climbed the mountain in May. The group United Indians of New England is hosting the annual Day of Mourning in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Native people and their allies gather on Coles Hill on Thanksgiving Day to draw awareness to Indigenous issues. This year, they're drawing attention to the southern border. The event includes a march and speakers. It's been held on Thanksgiving since 1970. On the West Coast, the annual Indigenous Peoples Alcatraz Sunrise Ceremony was hosted by the International Indian Treaty Council. It celebrates the resiliency of Indigenous people in California and around the world. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Support by PrairieEdge.com, where you can find a full selection of Pendleton products, traditional ledger art, beadwork, and quillwork, as well as a complete line of Native books, music, and movies in Rapid City or online at PrairieEdge.com. Wopila. Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at RamonaFarms.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.